This is the Dan and Maida Show podcast.
We talk about stupid stuff.
We talk about important stuff.
We talk about global stuff.
National stuff.
And we talk about stuff. Stuff.
All with a little gay view.
And a big Midwest view.
So come on in and grab a drink.
And enjoy the show. I just deep-throated two vegetarian Ooh. Egg rolls, and my stomach is yelling at me.
Like a big egg? Like a
No, just standard. They're probably like 4 inches.
Yeah.
Little girthy. Deep-throated them. And I know it seems like an oxymoron to say they're vegetarian deep-throating action, but I don't feel good, Dan. My stomach hurts.
Did you have dinner? Or
I did.
Okay. Are you going to be okay because you keep grabbing your belly and kind of moving
Shifting?
Around.
Yeah. No, I'm just trying not to shit in the chair.
Okay. Well, I would appreciate that. I would really appreciate you not shitting.
Don't
want to
shit the chair, my pants. I don't want to shit the podcast. How about we don't shit the podcast? Yes. Either one of us. Neither one of us will shit the podcast today.
And I won't fuck up the podcast like I did last time.
That's what I meant.
So, oh shit. Okay. Go right for the jugular.
Right away.
Guys, we are sorry. Sir, I am sorry. I wrote a big apology letter on Facebook.
You did, and I responded to it calling you a drama queen. Because you were being dramatic about it.
Well.
But I did need a break.
I've experienced a couple technical difficulties with it, like 10 minutes not showing up or something like that. But this was the first, and it was a good podcast.
It was maybe the best one we've ever done.
So let's make this one the best one we've ever
That's
done.
That's too high of an expectation. I don't want to put that on myself or on you for that matter, because I'm nicer than that.
Well, I texted my one of my nieces and nephews for the first time. They got phones now.
Oh, really? Are they old enough for those?
Yeah.
How old is a kid when they get to have a phone?
I think Gemma is 12.
Gemma.
We talked about Gemma.
I know. I need her name to be Jem.
Right. It's not going to happen.
I understand.
Her mom was texting me and telling me how she was drinking with her friends.
Jem was?
No, my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, where's your, you know, I got the number from Gemma the last time I saw her. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to text you. And, you know, my sister and I were going back and forth. And she's like, oh, I don't know. They're out trick-or-treating. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to text her. You know, she's like, well, she doesn't have her phone with her. I'm like, you are the mom of the year, aren't you?
What is the point of having the phone?
I know.
If you're not going to have... It's like old
Halloween.
People having a phone.
On Halloween.
They don't turn it on. They don't ever use it, yet they all have them.
Your 12-year-old daughter's trick-or-treating without her phone.
12 years old and she has a phone?
So I told her I was going to steal her candy.
Oh, like the Jimmy Kimmel thing? Hilarious,
no.
by
oh,
the way.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
It's funny as hell, but let me tell you something. Proof positive that some kids don't deserve any fucking candy, ever.
There are
ever.
Rats out there, I won't lie.
They are. Those little kids were bastard little assholes. Did you see them?
But they were what, like 9 years old?
Old enough to know better. You don't talk to your mom like that.
Yeah,
You don't tell her to get out of the room because she fucking pranked you.
I didn't see the, bitch. I didn't see the videos. Yeah, no,
you
that's
should watch them, they're funny.
Well, I
No, watch them. They're funny.
I have a job, and I have to prepare for this podcast.
The struggle is real. The struggle is real.
So my nephew turned 17 today, which is crazy. He's the oldest. So
does he have a phone?
He has a phone.
Okay.
He steals my phone and wants to look at stuff, but I have the lock on it.
I had this problem today with my 9-year-old niece. She wanted to look at all my pictures, and I was worried that maybe I had something inappropriate. And I might have. Joy asked me, she goes, is there something bad on this phone? And I'm like, I'll let you know when she shows me something and goes, Maida, what is this? And I have to explain a picture to her. It didn't happen, though, so.
That happened to me last week. Not with
For
my
real?
Nephew. Well, it did happen with my nephew. But a group of people from our work, we go to Buffalo Wild Wings all the time. They have, you know, good wings and, you know, good beer. And I got charged twice. I was there like a couple of weeks before, so I was looking at my phone. We have a really cool waitress. And I'm like, hey, I think I got charged twice here. She's like, all right, well, I'm going to bring over John, the manager. And I had gone outside to have a smoke and maybe was looking at some pictures.
Questionable pictures.
Right, and closed my phone. So I walk back in and she's like, oh, you know, Dan, come over here. John's here. And so he's like, oh, let me see your bank thing. You know, I have the app for my bank.
Mm-hmm.
So I open up my phone and
there's... Is there a huge cock?
I won't say what it is because I'm Christian, but John, the manager, got to see what I was looking at. I turned a shade of red, Maida, that you... It was ridiculous.
The color of buffalo wings?
Oh, my God. Yeah, the hot stuff.
Yeah, the hot wings.
That makes my toilet upset the next morning.
What was the
Go
picture?
Ahead.
What was it a picture of?
It just, you know, men playing leapfrog, maybe.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, as they do.
Checking each other's
But
backsides.
He's really cute, and I...
Is he really gay?
I don't know. I'm going. I think we're going there in a couple of days. So.
Well, maybe, what did he? What was his reaction to seeing the picture?
I did a quick swipe out of it, right? So I'm like, oh no, I'm just gonna log into my bank right now.
And we're handshaking.
Those wings were good. No, you know, I'm typing them in. We really need to get video of this, you know? And we're just, you know, I'm playing this off like nobody's been. I'm like swiping and I don't really do that. It was $26, John. And you know, I didn't really care. And I'm like, all the while I'm thinking, he's like, so you look at porn and you come in and eat wings at my place.
You look at porn in the 5 minutes that you're
outside.
Do
you want to go on a date with me? Right.
Yeah. You go outside for 5 minutes
awful?
And can't not look at porn.
I did that to my nephew too, but I can't tell that story. So my nephew, my other nephew's birthday, he's 17. He was telling me a story. Him and his friends got arrested at a party, but he was driving. He's a real responsible kid, great kid. So I texted him today. I'm like, you know, happy birthday. He didn't have my number before because I was afraid to give these kids my number. Because for this very reason, I'll tell you what I wrote. I'm like, happy birthday, dude, from your favorite uncle. Please don't use this number if you're in jail or need money.
That's exactly why he should use that number.
No, because it's going to be like 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm in bed for a good 7 hours.
You've been in bed for many, many hours. Yeah,
that's what his parents are for.
Okay.
Or his other 6 uncles or aunts.
Okay.
So he was funny. He texted back. He's like, is this Uncle Pat?
Burn.
Shit. Yeah.
I would have liked to have an aunt or an uncle that would have gotten me out of jail. Too bad you don't want to be that to your nephew.
Yeah, I don't. No.
All right.
Because he's already a good kid. I don't want to be like, all right, hey, kid, if you ever get in trouble, you know, I'll be there for you. I'll buy him beer. I'll buy him weed. That's no problem. I have no problem with that.
That's what's going to make him a bad kid, not telling him you'll help him out, you idiot.
So how's it been?
I'm still laughing about you needing to look at porn when you were outside for 5 minutes. Were you that bored? You couldn't have texted somebody?
I haven't seen you in a while. Well, I text you, but I wouldn't get a text for like 3 days. So how are you? I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It's because I was taking a break.
Yes. You were mad at me.
We were on a break. But I'm good though, Dan. I'm good. Just took a little, mini vacay with my friends. Went to Austin, Texas.
Was it the best ever?
It was pretty sweet. It was an amazing trip. Sweet pool. We had a lot of fun.
I saw you in a bathing suit.
I was totally in a bathing suit. My tits were everywhere. Well, you only saw from the tits up. If you saw
still look good.
Anything below that, then you would have been like...
Oh, everybody. Nobody likes from below.
Well, that's why I always wear swim trunks. Yeah. I don't want to have... I mean, like, I straight up look like a chicken. A fat, rotund body and tiny, wee little legs.
I think like chicken is the theme of this opening, right?
Yeah, gotta be.
Porn chicken and baby.
Porn and chicken. Yeah. Yeah. Austin was fun. Got to see my friend Manda, friend of the show.
Yes. Hello, Manda. Thanks for my invite. I apparently didn't get one it got lost in the mail.
Only vaginas were invited and you don't have one unless you turned yours inside out.
Well, it's getting cold out. It's
going to crawl right back up. Also got to see an old, grade school friend who owns a restaurant down there. That was pretty awesome. It's a fun city. Have you ever been there?
I've been to San Antonio, I think.
Not the same. Austin is different.
But they have this like outside.
The Riverwalk.
Yeah. And I'm going to admit something now that hopefully my nephews aren't wearing. It's the last time I did cocaine.
Was in San Antonio?
Yes.
Of all places.
Yeah, we went to like some
white
party.
Did you bring it down there? Or did you meet somebody?
No, friends of ours that were down there. And it was casual. Guys, I don't do it anymore. I'm too old, but.
Well, no, clearly, by
25.
Your body shape, you do not do cocaine.
Easy chicken lady.
Hey, that's how people know I don't do cocaine.
But they had that festival. I don't know what the festival was called. I shouldn't know because I was up
festival?
For 3 days. But it was like a white party. It was so much fun.
Alamo Festival?
I don't know. It was like outside. It was pretty famous. I should know it. I could probably Google it. But
festival.
Yeah, Texas is a different place for sure.
Oh, for sure. There's so many people in Texas that wear shirts about Texas.
And belt buckles, right?
Well, I don't mind belt buckles, but wearing a shirt that says "I heart Texas" when you live in Texas is weird to me, and they all do it.
Yeah, it's a different.
Like
place.
I would have thought that was the tourist, and my friend Amanda's like, "Nah, that person lives here. They are from here. They were probably born and raised here."
Cowboy hat?
I saw some cowboy hats, not as many as I wanted. Right. I did see a total freaking jackwagon wearing an upside down visor. I hate that.
Fanny pack?
Didn't have a fanny pack, but we were calling him Vanilla Ice. Because we are really good with comebacks and insults.
Burn.
Total burn. Hey, Vanilla Ice. Next. How are you?
I'm good. It's, you know, and some folks, and it's the busiest part of my work right now.
God. I feel like we talk about this so
we
many
do.
Times.
Well, we only do one podcast a year, so.
And it's always right now.
It's always right now because I'm a manic. I told Maiden when she walked in that I'm like,
That's exactly kind of what you said.
I don't know what to expect out of me tonight. It's just, it's coming, it's downtime, so I'm kind of not in panic mode. Not that I'm in panic mode, but you know, when you're really, really busy and
sure,
you get in a way and then it stops and your body's like, hey dude, I thought we were doing stuff. So
then
my body calls me dude.
Oh, well. It should. You're a dude.
A chicken dude, apparently.
I didn't say you look like a chicken. I just said it was clear by your body shape that you don't do cocaine.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
Your parents should be happy to hear that.
They better not be listening to this episode. You know what my luck is? They'll start listening to this episode. So Poppy Chaplin is a lesbian comic.
Yes, she is.
You probably saw her on VH1.
No,
I
didn't.
In the late 90s.
Oh, well, maybe.
That's when I remember seeing her. I didn't put two and two together, but... Did you see her picture on Facebook? She got.
Was she for real on that cruise
she
line?
She got on a boat and it kind of like either capsized
it
like ran into land.
I didn't read any of the stuff because I'm rude.
Can you
but
imagine?
No, I would die. I would die. Or I'd reenact the entire movie Titanic.
She kind of wrote about it from when it happened until it was over, until she got off the boat. I'm never getting on a boat.
Mm.
I'm never getting on a boat.
Maybe not a big boat like that. I'll go on somebody's yacht for sure.
Oh, right.
What? I don't know people with yachts.
Do I know people with yachts?
I do.
All right.
I know a person Bragging. With a yacht.
Right.
One.
Okay. Can you invite me once in a while? I mean,
haven't been invited in years.
You go on private planes, you go on these private yachts. Can you just bring your coworker with you once in a while?
No, because my coworker is my wife and I'm actually the one getting invited. She is the automatic.
Am I your work husband then?
No.
If I bring 2 kilos of cocaine from San Antonio, can I come on the yacht with you?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, we just did the dumbest thing we've ever done in our whole podcasting career history.
You mean dumber than when you deleted the entire thing?
Oh, fuck right off. No, we forgot Irish Guilt.
Yeah, we totally biffed that.
We did biff that.
We biffed the fuck out of that.
I'm too tired. I'm like, well, just you said it, but let me know about it.
Yeah, well, remember how I said neither of us were going to shit the podcast? Well, we both just did. So.
Well, I'm not going to take a break
kudos.
From you.
Kudos.
I'm not going to take a break from you.
Oh, well.
I'm bigger than that. Do you have any guilt?
I do have guilt.
Yes.
I do have guilt, Dan.
Is it those things you ate earlier? You look like you're about to throw up.
No, those aren't making me want to throw up. The guilt of this situation.
Is it the mother of all guilts?
Is making me. It's close. It's the guilt. It's. Probably one of the most guilty about in my whole life. Like one of the top 10 most guilty moments of my life.
Okay.
It happened so many years ago. Probably like 7 or 8 years ago. That's
not that far.
10 years ago?
No,
9 years ago? I don't know.
Making it sound like it's 30 years ago.
Well, that to me is a long time. All right.
All right. Well, you're not
getting like mentioned it or talked about it or brought it up.
You're not getting out of guilt just because it was 7 years ago.
I'm not.
It's not like a mirror or a black cat or a ladder. Did you walk under a ladder and, like, push someone over?
What the hell are you talking about? No.
Seven-year
guilt? No, I didn't do any of those things. Let me set the scene.
Okay.
And the reason I have so much guilt is because I drive past the scene of the guilt every day.
I think I know this story.
Every day.
Oh,
I drive
I love
past
it.
The guilt.
Okay.
This is the first time I'm talking about it, like, in public. So I was driving to work one day, sitting there at a stoplight, and this lady who is blind starts walking across the street with her cane. Do you call it a cane or is it a stick?
It's probably like a walking stick, I think.
A walking stick?
A blind walking stick. Yeah.
The thing, the white stick with the red end.
You're not making it any better.
No, I'm making it worse. She's almost across the street, and the tip of the stick gets stuck in like a sewer grate.
Okay.
A sewer grate that's like up alongside the curb.
Yeah, can I stop you for 1 second?
Sure.
If I just said that sentence to you, you would giggle like there
like
was
a child.
No tomorrow.
Like
right.
A child. I would giggle like an adolescent boy if you had said
this is how guilty you feel.
Grate.
Oh my God, I'm on pins and needles.
The tip of it, she got just the tip in and it's stuck. She can't get out. And she's struggling with it. And I'm in my head going, oh no, lady, do not let go. No matter what you do, do not let go of that stick. Because I could see it's jammed in the fucking grate. And if she lets go, it's disappearing. She let go. She let go of the stick, Dan, and it fell down into the sewer. And I sat in my car praying to the universe that somebody else would get out and help her because I did not want to get out and have to help the blind lady and explain to her because she's inconsolable. She can't find her stick. She's like on the ground on her hands and knees looking for it, and I'm begging the universe for someone else to please get out of their car so that I don't have to be helpful, because I was uncomfortable and I wouldn't have known how to like manage the situation. I'm bad in situations. Thankfully, someone behind me who had a passenger, the passenger got out of the car and ran over and sat with her on the curb, and I don't know what happened because I sped away like a true fucking douchebag and didn't make sure everything was all right. But I have sat with that guilt for so many years because I did not help the blind lady. Not only did I not help her, I prayed for someone else to help her.
I think this has become therapy for us.
Talking about things like this?
Yes, because this is our, 23rd or 24th episode.
Sure.
And you have never talked about this woman before.
No.
And I've never seen you be so remorseful.
Yeah. I can still, I know what she looks like. If
you
I saw her.
You set the tip of the stick and did not
giggle.
Even.
Didn't giggle.
Yeah, you had like the remorseful face. So what was it? I mean, you felt guilty that you didn't help her, or?
I felt guilty that I was hoping to crap I didn't have to help her. Like, I felt so bad that I was wishing for someone else to save the day because I didn't trust myself to save the day.
For what part of it though? Because she was blind?
Because she was blind and she didn't know where her stick was, dude. And like, I'd have to get out and be like,
don't attack me. I'm asking you a question.
I don't mean to go on the defensive, but I'm very defensive about this.
You know what? You're mad at yourself, Mata.
So I'm
let's
so
talk
mad at myself.
This out.
So mad at myself. I'm useless in situations. Well, no, I would have gotten out and been like, ma'am, it's no big deal. It's just down in the sewer. All I have to do is like call the guy and he'll come get it. I didn't have a phone. Like,
right. Well, it was the early 2000s.
What? So, yeah, I had no phone. Yeah. Well, maybe did I have a phone?
It was 2007. It was your early 30s.
I might have had a flip phone. Could have had a flip phone. Very right. Possibly.
I think if you figure out why, because you do, I don't think I think you feel guilty about it, but I think there's a comfort issue here.
Like, what do you mean? What are you implying?
You're either uncomfortable with helping people in distress, or it was a situation where you felt uncomfortable with what the situation was. I think if it was a little kid, would you have gotten out of the car?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I think I don't like helping people.
No.
I'm uncomfortable because I like to think I'm a good person, but when you get right down to it, in a situation where help is needed, I might not help.
Were you late for work?
No.
Probably? No.
No.
I am trying to help you dig out of this hole.
No,
that
there
you
was
obviously
no rushing. I wasn't late. Yeah. I didn't have an appointment or anything. I don't know, man.
It was
know
a
what
frozen
it
moment. It was, in all honesty, joking aside, I don't think you should feel bad about it.
Why? It's terrible. You go your whole life thinking you're a good person, and then you're faced with a situation to prove it, and you fuck it all up.
I don't think it makes
you
a bad person.
And you pray for someone else to come help.
I think if you look around for 45 seconds, there was no one there. I think you would have gotten out of the car.
I'd like to think so, but
yeah.
I didn't
even... Or the woman would have been run over, and you're like, well, I can't help now, so...
Well, I don't know CPR.
Right.
And blood makes me barf, so I better get out of here.
And that cane's not coming up that sewer anytime
nope.
soon.
Nope. Nothing I can do
awful.
Here.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, terrible. I'm the worst. I'm a bad
that's
person.
Pretty bad.
So I feel guilty about it, and I'm sorry, lady, if you happen to listen to this podcast and you remember that time that your cane fell down the sewer, I was the asshole in the green Honda that didn't get out of the car and help you.
Do you feel better because you told the story?
I don't think I do.
This will be on the internet for a couple hundred years.
Yeah, I don't think I feel any better about myself or about anything else. I don't feel less, nothing. Nothing has been resolved. Not a thing.
Do you see a therapist?
Not anymore.
No?
And I didn't even bring this up when I was in therapy. God. Damn it, I should go back.
This is there. I'd like to. Well, I'm batshit crazy, so this is therapy for me.
That's true.
This is the first time I laughed in about 3 weeks.
Oh, that's sad, because I wasn't talking to you.
Because, no, you...
See, another thing I should feel guilty about. Oh, my God, I am a bad person.
Or I told you...
You needed me, and I didn't come help you. Instead, I just wrote things like, stop being a drama queen. You big queen.
Or the story I told you earlier when I was trying to get a lighter out of the corner and I fell into it because I was imbibed.
Right. And I didn't.
And you were
and
downstairs.
And I was downstairs and I heard it happen and I didn't even see if you were okay. Oh, my God. All right. If you're friends with me, you need to just keep me at arm's length because I'm going to be of no use to you down the road.
I wouldn't want you to come up anyway. That was very embarrassing. Well, that sucks. I think if you think why it's uncomfortable, because I don't think you... I don't think it's the disabled thing. Because you told the story about the deaf couple that came in.
And I blew him a kiss.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want to walk in? My nephew's disabled and walks in the Ronald McDonald's house. Do you want to come and do that, or would you point and laugh at him?
Oh, God, please. Can we talk about your guilt?
I promise I wasn't going to go after you, but...
you went right after me.
Nah, I'm
That's
kidding.
Mean.
I do have guilt, and her name is Judy.
Huh?
So everybody knows I smoke it off my tits. I'm working on it. So Judy works in the building I work in, and I've known her for like a year, and you know, with smoking people, when you go outside and, you know,
there's a camaraderie.
You never know their names ever.
Oh, no, I guess that's true. No, yeah. You never really learn
just
their names.
Talk about your day if you're out there actually therapeutic while you're, you know, getting lung cancer.
Sure.
So I've known Judy for like a year, and a friend of mine who works at my company, we usually go down there together, so it's kind of like three of us. It was only like a month ago that she asked us to, you know, we go to this bar, like a group of our coworkers go.
Yeah, the Buffalo Wild Wings. We know. Everybody knows.
She did not have friends at her work, which I understood because I didn't have friends at my last work. Like, we never went out and drank like that. So I'm like, yeah, totally come up with us. It'll, you know, we just sit at, it's a dive bar. We sit in a corner. We get a big table. We get these big ass beers, and we just unload at the end of the week or on Tuesday when we go. After
or
Monday.
Wednesday and Thursday, because right. It's almost Friday.
So towards the end of it, she never really, you know, got the courage to come up with us. And she had gotten a divorce, and I didn't know that. So she really kind of wanted, you know,
She wanted to unload that.
I don't think she wanted to unload the divorce. I think she just wanted to hang out with people. And I remember now looking back at it, she's like, are they all single? I'm like, well, there's a couple of us that are. You know, there's some married people. And I caught wind that she had just got divorced, and I'm like, you definitely need to come up with us, right? It was her last day at her job.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, we want to say goodbye to you. So she comes up with us. We're all sitting there at the coworkers. Everybody's there. My friend Joan, who I work with, was there. She leaves.
Is she the one that goes and smokes with you?
Yes.
Okay.
So Joan had left. And it was me and Judy and like four other people, and we're just sitting there. And so Judy looks to me, and it's kind of a big table, so you can have your own conversations while the other people have theirs.
I'm familiar with the tables at the Buffalo Wild Wings.
We weren't at Buffalo. We were at a dive bar, so it was a different one. We like to mix it up.
No, you don't.
So she's like, so you and Joan never hooked up? And I'm like,
you mean porn Joan?
But I thought back to it in that like millisecond of it. I'm like, we never really talked about like dating or anything. I only heard about her divorce from somebody else because she had told her. I don't talk about that shit when I go out smoking.
Right.
We talk about, you know, the weather or the flying geese that want to kill me.
Right.
Remember those?
The vendetta.
So she asked me the question. I'm like, nope. Joan and I have known each other a long time.
Why did you say it like that?
I'm trying to like, please get the connection, Judy. So she goes, all right. Well, that's weird because you guys seem so close and you kind of finish each other's sentences and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, I date guys. It's probably how I said it.
Like, I date guys.
I'm still
guys.
Uncomfortable saying yeah. it. Yes.
Why are you so uncomfortable telling people that you date dudes?
I don't. I just thought she got it. I was uncomfortable. I'm like, do I have to repeat this to you?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you getting it for the first time now?
Uh-huh.
And I felt guilty because I'm looking at her like she had two heads. I'm like, mm-hmm. Huh? So about 4 minutes after that, she starts talking to a guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't talk to her ever again.
Are you serious?
Like, I don't think she was mad that I was gay. I think that me and the guy talked about it after. He's like, yeah, she was like totally, if I was at a bar, this girl was hitting on me. And I'm like, all right, well, her and I were talking, and then I said something, and he's like, well, yeah, she was probably after you. And I'm like,
right, she was hitting on you.
I didn't know that.
What? Why do you think she asked about you and Joan hooking up?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
Her and I felt like we're a couple.
And that's why she asked you. She wanted to know if you were, you know, prime real estate.
She didn't know. I didn't know she didn't know that she knew that I knew. That she knew.
That you didn't know that she didn't know that everybody knows that you're gay?
Right. I didn't know that.
Well, you sound like you wear a sign on your head and you're not obvious.
And that's a great segue into topic one.
Oh, is it?
Guys, we couldn't have planned this segue, by the way. I've never seen Judy again. Judy, I wish you the best. I'm sorry you didn't know, and I'm sorry if I...
And I'm sorry for being so, like, rude to you when you asked me if I'd hooked up with Joan.
She didn't even talk to me. That was the craziest scene. Like, I look back at it now, I'm like, so I'm gay? Like, you're just out for a dick. That's it? Because I wasn't going
to
give you it?
Well, you should be used to that. Don't you go to the gay bars sometimes? That's all anybody wants down there in those boys' bars.
Offensive.
Offensive.
At best. So that does segue into my topic. I got topics. Folks,
right.
We do topics. And, you know, we try not to make it gay-centric the whole time because we want you straight guys to come in and play with us.
Wants you to come in and play with him. I will watch.
Right. No, I want them to come in and pick up that lighter that I have so
is it
much.
Still down there? Still down there. Oh, for fuck's sakes.
I know. What I want to talk about is, obviously, the midterm elections were just recently. For us, we're recording the day after. You guys
the
probably
day
won't
after.
Hear this for a couple of weeks. But, obviously, not the way that, you know, a liberal Democrat like myself wanted it to go, but it's ping pong. It's the pendulum and it needed to happen. What I wasn't angry about it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, it sucks. We put up bad Democrats. By the way, the Tea Party was nowhere to be found, but I digress on that.
Shocking.
I had to think back in the last 4 or 5 years of the progress in this country, and I focused it on gays,
mm-hmm.
and gay rights and what's happened. In this crazy thing, the percentage of approval for gay marriage across the country, blue, red, old, white, black, has risen in the last 20 years, 1% up to, it's 55% right now.
Wow. So that's more than half.
That's more than half. That's five more than half.
That's five more than half.
So in like 96, and this is probably not math, but I'm trying to think back to something I read, it was like 32%.
Okay.
Or something like that. That's 20, right?
Sure.
So, it's crazy. Now there's 32 states that have gay marriage legal in within the state. 9 years ago, it was Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
It was one.
Yeah.
One is different than 32.
One is less than 32.
One is less than 32.
Uh-huh.
And there's 18 states that have bans on same-sex marriage, which seven of those states are, you know, judged today, Missouri. The judge, like one of the appellate judges, ruled that ban is unconstitutional. But just the progress of it in the last 4 years, and what we're, you know, reaching 40, and we say that we're, don't give me that face, because we are. I show porn to a guy and
right, strangers,
and I fall into walls trying to get a lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in.
You're
my
90s,
but just like we say we're kids from the 90s. That having even one state was, I never thought to have 32.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's not something I would have ever even thought, right, when I was coming up in the 90s.
Yeah. And
I remember thinking I was going to have to get married in Massachusetts. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get married in Massachusetts because this is never going to happen for me anywhere.
But those states, so seven states, Arkansas, Florida.
Fuck you.
It's always Florida, Kansas, Kentucky, Michigan, Missouri, and Texas. Why I don't feel as angry as I did maybe like in 2007 and 2008, trying to get a progressive, you know, a Democratic president into the White House and into Congress, is that this stuff can't be undone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's that there's no fear there. These, you know, Republicans that went in now are right wing. Folks need to, that has to, I mean, it's civil rights. Like, they wouldn't have been able to undo what was done in the 60s.
Right.
Right? In the 80s. I mean, it was conservative as fuck, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, we had different strokes. You know what I mean?
You mean the TV show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, they wouldn't have made, you know, Willis and Arnold go back to Compton or Brooklyn or, you know what I mean?
Sure. I don't at all, but sure.
So,
I'm agreeable.
The point is, I don't like, I'm a very political, like, I like politics. I've been soft on it I don't like talking about it anymore because it is going the way that it should be.
Right.
So I like to focus on more of the cultural stuff. So, mm-hmm. The Huffington Post, I'll cite the source, a blogger named William Dameron, and he wrote a pretty funny, but pretty kind of interesting and kind of poignant blog about the things that, you know, in, say, 20 years ago, faggot was a very popular term, right? Or you're gay, or that. I mean, it's out there. Or, you know, he's a queen, or he has limp wrists, or she's a dyke. Look at her hair. You know, I didn't mean to point at you.
You pointed right at my hair, and I have beautiful, long, curly brown hair that is not at all dykey.
He was kind of likening it to back then, and then kind of what the vernacular is today. We really don't hear, you know, you're a dyke, or, you know, you sound like a faggot, or you're a fat, you know, it's just,
no.
Maybe in Arkansas and all those states,
Florida,
that I just mentioned, but in states like, you know, progressive states, I won't name them all because they're all awesome. Actually, I will name them all.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So from the 2000 census, so, you know, a really up-to-date one.
14 years ago.
Most same-sex couples by city. There's three of them.
Most same-sex couples by city.
Guess?
Sure.
Yes. What's number one?
Chicago.
Nope.
New York.
New York is number one. Number two?
Chicago.
Nope.
San Francisco, L.A.
L.A., and then Chicago. So New York in 2000 had 47,000 same-sex couples who registered with the census. So there's probably more because back then you probably didn't want to, you know, even register that. L.A., 12,000, and Chicago, 10,000.
Huh, there's more than that now. I know most of them.
You do?
No.
So back to the blog. So the vernacular, so there's he points
you
out...
You keep saying vernacular. What does that mean?
It's words? Kind of phrases.
Something
like,
about to do with words?
Like phrases like you use, like bay-bay and stuff
like
that.
I don't say bay-bay.
Like cray-cray.
I don't say that either.
Beef flaps.
Get bent.
Get bent. From so 97.
Oh, I like the vernacular from 97. So vernacular is just phrases, things
phrases,
that are popular.
Right.
Like, you're so, okay, so like gay rod and gaylord are no longer popular.
Right.
Or, unless I'm saying them because right. I think they're hilarious sometimes. I'm really like defeating the purpose of this blog.
No, you know what you are? You're bucking the trend.
Oh, hey, look at that.
And so I think you're going to understand kind of where this guy's going, comparing. I just told the story of Judy, mm-hmm. which, you know, I was surprised more because it happened, that situation happened to me more in my 20s and in late teens mm-hmm. than it ever did in my late 20s and, you know, my early 30s, which I'm in right now. But it hasn't happened in so long that I'm like, fuck, what?
What was that?
Right. Judy.
Like, why was that lady talking to me like a straight guy?
Do you have a gay friend? What's his name? Maybe that's what I should have said.
That's
like,
what,
do you know anyone?
That's how you should respond to those.
You're going
to
go home lonely, Judy, but I don't have to. So give me the number.
Hook me up.
Yeah, hook me up. Number one.
Right.
I never knew you were gay. You act so straight. Kind of like what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, like me saying it's not like you are obvious.
Right. So he points out that saying back to the person, imagine if you said, you act so gay.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I mean, what is the levels of gay that someone acts?
True.
And then he says, unfortunately, even gay men use it. So
yes.
Probably more like in online dating stuff, like straight acting.
Straight acting, straight right. looking, straight seeming. They don't want their gay men obvious, I
right.
guess.
So does that mean your clothes don't match or you let your hair grow and you're out
and
of
you
shape?
Smell bad? Like,
right. I will tell you something
what
right
the hell?
Now. I get it. I get with the Judy thing. I'm not flamboyant. I know gay men who are proud queens.
Yeah.
And God love them. God love them. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I had three older brothers. I molded from a little kid to act a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean that I am not going to go into the other room and sing Stevie Nicks songs later.
Are you going to do that later?
I might.
I want to watch.
But my clothes never match.
No,
I'm
you're
usually,
kind of a slob.
I'm a huge slob. You saw
I've
this
never room. Noticed your scent. Sometimes you smell good.
Do you want to say what's in the corner right now?
No, I don't want to
say what's in the corner right now. For our
your smelling candle.
My smelly candle. You know why I put the smelly candle up?
Because you smell bad.
No, because I have been so busy with work, I haven't been home. Like, I woke
up. So you don't clean?
It's not that I don't clean. My house is clean.
Okay.
It's not the cleanest, but I woke up the other day and I'm like, it smells like, not, it smells
boy,
like.
Boy, it smells like butt in here.
It doesn't smell like butt.
Skid mark.
No, I don't take
dirty clothes.
It just smelled like it didn't smell
fresh.
Like fresh.
It didn't
yes.
smell so fresh and so clean.
It smelled like a single man living by himself. Gross. But
your clothes match. You're matching clothes right now. You're wearing jeans
know,
and a nice polo.
When I'm this is because I worked all day, but you should see me in.
I've seen you in the shorts and the sweats that you wear
I have
around
shirts
here.
From 1987.
Oh my. Hey, you can still fit in those though.
Yes.
Pat yourself on the back, bro.
Yeah, I should. But I like old shirts like that.
They're softer.
Yeah. All right. So,
but they're yours. Are also probably dirty.
No, I clean them all the time.
Sure.
Not obviously not recently, but no. All right, so number two, you're gay, but you're like the most normal parent. So Dameron, the author of this, him and his husband have children. So he apparently someone told him, you're gay, but you're like the most normal parent. And you and I made our not parents, but
it means.
But he says this, quote, this one is used to imply that we are good parents, which I think we are, but just because we're gay, it does not make the two mutually exclusive, and it should not be a surprise.
Like people seeming surprised that gay parents could be good
right.
at parenting, knowing how to parent a child. Like, you might be gay, but you're like really good parents. Totally normal, regular parents.
I know people who had kids because they had sex in the bathroom of Buffalo Wild Wings.
Was it Judy?
It could have been. And probably John, the manager.
Ooh.
But I get what he's saying. I'm not a parent. I don't think I won't be a parent. I don't, you know, I don't want to have children, but it makes it sound like you, because you hit a,
You're a good parent in spite of your flaw.
Right.
Of being gay.
Yes. Like you have asthma. Oh, and you finished the race.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good.
I can't, I mean, like you might have asthma, but you really ran that
right.
race well.
Oh, that's so
good. You great. Really smoke cigarettes good for an asthmatic.
Number three, you just point out all my foils here. Number three, you turned out great, but I wouldn't want my child to be gay because life would be so difficult for him.
Oh, fuck off. Her. I hate that.
I don't think that's a stab.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but I can, you know, if you had the choice, and this is a crazy ass question, in your heart of hearts, if you were, have a choice to grow up differently, to be straight, would you sit on that for a while?
Would I have to sit on it to think about it?
Yeah.
No.
That's what sitting on it means.
No.
You said you would want to live the same life you did as a kid.
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I would have come out sooner and okay. not had sex with all those boys. So I definitely would not change. I don't know. I don't like boys. I don't like the way they smell. I don't like all the stuff that you just mentioned.
But just the paint, not
I like the emotional connection with the women and the, sorry, I don't.
I know. Put the sex aside, though. I think the point.
I don't. I'm not even talking about sex. I'm talking about having to live in a house with somebody that smelled like a boy would make me vomit.
But growing up, though, if you look back, like the turmoil and the pain that you growing up as a gay kid, if you could flip that and say,
At this point now, the way things are now, I would do it the same way. If you'd asked me this 15 years ago or like right after I came out, then probably I would have said I'd rather be straight. But now you're asked. But the thing is, you're asking me right now.
Right.
And so the answer right now is no. I would not do it differently.
Should I ask you in the next podcast?
Maybe.
Okay.
Well, things could have changed by then, especially because we only do them every 6 years.
So Dameron goes on. He says either your child is or is not gay without any of your wishes. So there.
So
that's
fuck off.
One thing.
Yeah.
I would not want to be straight. God knows I tried and life was miserable. The absolute best thing you can do is simply accept your child who he or she is. Being gay is not a burden. I think it's a blessing. And that's great.
Yeah.
I think we help those parents who are going to be, you know, I joke with my brothers and sisters. I'm like, it's on the gene, folks.
Yeah.
One of them's going to be doing it.
Sorry.
So number four, why are all the cute ones gay?
Do you get that a lot?
No, I don't get it a lot. No, I hear like dumb girls be like, oh, they're either married or they're gay.
I think I've said that before. I think I said something
girl.
Like, yes, actually. I think I've said things like, I think I definitely have about a cute, well, because I also prefer
gay guys. Is that a sentence?
Guys. No, I'm not finishing sentences.
Is there a noun
today.
In there?
No, I'm not really sure. I'm trying to recall if I've ever said that about someone, or maybe I was just part of a conversation where it was said about someone.
Well, no, even back that up. Back that
hey.
Up. Do you say that when you see a straight girl that you like, be like, oh, too bad you're gay, or you're straight?
I assume all hot girls are bisexual or gay and attracted to me.
Okay.
That is my assumption.
Right. So on that Monday morning when you wake up and you're, you know, you just don't look good because you had that wild weekend and you have that attitude and you're like, you know, Tanya, the stripper, isn't really gay or bisexual or gay. She's really straight. I mean, what do you think? Do you like, I wish they were, or?
Like I said, my assumption is that all attractive women
so taking
are
off,
bisexual or gay and attracted to me.
So even taking all the sadness off of the weekend, like it still doesn't.
I like living in my mind. I don't make connections there.
So Dameron goes on to say, why are all the cute ones gay? The answer to that, I know a lot of cute straight guys.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I do, too. I know plenty.
Basically, you could do this for any one of the phrases, and the insult becomes more apparent. Maybe that's not the best way to determine whether you should say it or not.
I'm not finishing sentences again.
Right.
Clearly.
I'm the batshit crazy person, and you're trying to steal my thunder.
Well, yeah, sorry.
So number six, let's move on.
Nah.
Will you come to my party? I love this one because I like the clothes and, you know, the weird stuff on my shirt after I eat. Will you come to my party? I need some gays to dance with my girlfriends. Don't even say anything. I need to ask you a series of questions.
Okay.
Let's talk about what Dameron responds to first. This is the best. I don't want to dance with your girlfriends.
One.
I want to dance with my guy friends, or my husband. And FYI, my husband dances like Elaine. It's a full body dry heave. I do not dance.
No, you do not.
There was a spell maybe in my 20s under the influence of alcohol or drugs that I went to a club and danced. I do not dance.
No, I've
not
never
even at weddings anymore.
I've never even seen you close to a dance floor unless maybe someone had gotten you a drink and they went immediately to the dance floor and you had to go retrieve it from them. Otherwise, I've never even seen you.
I'd have to move my arms up and down. They give it to one of our tall friends, Sean.
Yeah. And they pass it over to you.
Right.
I've never even seen you close.
He holds it up and it looks like I'm dancing?
Sure.
What a dumb fucking thing to say.
This reminds I thought you were going to ask me a series of questions. Then you didn't.
I don't know, man.
All right, whatever.
Throw you off because this you can't complete a sentence right now. So
now you're just interrupting me, and no, I can't. This reminds me for the last time. Remember when all those bachelorette parties would go down to Boys Town and go to all those bars? God. And a lot of the bars put up signs like "Bachelorette parties not welcome here." And there
which
were some
I feel
people,
two ways about.
Well, there were some people that didn't agree with that. I personally think you have every right to say no. But the whole reason behind it was because they wanted to go to a bar and be able to dance with good-looking men and not have any threat, not feel any threat. I had a friend that wanted to do her bachelorette party in Boys Town and felt like because I was going to the bachelorette party, I was like their key to get in there without it being a problem. And
token.
I'm like, absolutely I am not participating in this and I'm not bringing you down to my people.
You're not drinking out of the dick straw.
Yeah, not happening. Yeah. We can go to Wrigleyville. We are not going to Boys Town. And anytime, some of my coworkers at
you
one
were token.
Of my jobs,
it was token.
Oh yeah,
token lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
Token
some
gay.
Some of them want to go. One of the girls wanted to go spend her birthday down in Boys Town, going to the bars and dancing. And I was like, sure, that'd be great. But she invited a lot of people from our work, and they're all straight except for me. And I'm not going to be the token with the group of 21 and 22-year-olds going down to the Boys Town for the first time, invading the club.
Ambassador lesbian.
I don't like it.
Well, you're selfish, and you just wanted to have a good time by yourself.
That too.
Right.
That too, because there were also going to probably be attractive straight women down there or bisexual that were attracted to me.
I'm kidding about that. But even back in our 20s when our friends would come out, I'm sure it's different now. But when I would bring the guys I hung out with high school out to gay bars, it was like me checking in with them every 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Are you okay?
Are you all right?
Are you okay?
Are you uncomfortable?
Are you okay?
Are you all right here?
Are you mad that guy's looking at you?
Yeah, because you're going to get looked at.
Right.
I brought one of my cousins down to Boys Town.
Because I've been looking at you for 8 years.
And right? I'm looking at you like that. I brought one of my cousins down there, and I was a little bit we went to Berlin.
Yes.
And I was a little bit he might not like this. He told me that it was the night of his life. Because he, one, never felt more attractive than when all those guys were hitting on him. And two, enjoyed getting his ass pinched. So, hey.
Was that
down.
Me?
It wasn't you.
No, it
wasn't. Well, maybe it was you. Were you at Berlin with me ever?
I don't know.
I don't recall ever being in Berlin with you.
This was my San Antonio days.
Right. When you're blasting coke all up your nose.
So the last one is number 7. I'm a huge fan of the gays.
Wait, I say the gays.
Let's unpeel this. Because Dameron says, and I like what he says, he's like, you can substitute any group of people with the gays, and we'll do it in a moment. You will never hear anybody ever say that. You will never hear anybody say, I'm a big fan of the Jews.
No.
I'm a big fan of blind people. I'm a big fan of the blacks. You don't hear that.
No.
And I don't know.
I'm a big fan of the homeless.
The homeless, right.
Sorry. It's the only thing I could think of.
Right.
I'm not forming sentences.
No,
remember?
You're not. You're not making. But I mean, isn't that crazy? You would never say things like that.
Well, you wouldn't say that because you'd get punched by one of the people in that group.
But I mean, does that go back to women? Women, straight women, and gay men are close. We're an exception. Back in the 80s or 90s, I mean, we always say it. Brian and Aaron from Throwing Shade, our mom and dad podcast, they say it all the time. And she's a feminist. She's a straight woman. He's a gay guy. That the fear of anything feminine is what homophobia is.
Mm-hmm.
And really what, anti-feminism is, too.
Yeah.
And not to pin this all on straight guys, but when your friend, I think your friend was the exception at Spin. He's like, that was great. I got hit
You're
on.
At Berlin.
No, I know. But I mean, if that was a shit kicker from Texas, that dude would have been dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's anything feminist, it's a misogyny that just doesn't need to be there. But I think that's where I'm a big fan of the gays came from. It was this group of people that this women of a certain age or a certain time, so, this was a substitute or an alternative, to maybe insensitive or unfeeling men in their life.
Probably.
Was that deep?
Yeah, too deep.
A little deep?
Way too deep.
Dick deep?
Balls deep. Balls deep, that was.
So I think that, I mean, that was a pretty... I'm not too impressed by blogs, especially blogs by gay men these days, but that's...
That was a good one.
That was a good one, right?
It was. And I learned what vernacular means.
Uh-huh. What does it mean, Maida?
Phrases of things that change? I don't know. So guys, and you, Dan.
Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh. It's time for What's Crappin' In.
Yes.
And I can't believe that we've been sitting here for as long as we've been sitting here, and we have not yet talked about Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
Yeah, the Fleetwood Mac show.
We didn't go together.
No, we didn't. You didn't invite me to go when you went.
No, because you had to work.
Right.
Right. So don't blame this shit on me.
I'm trying to find reasons to take a break from you again. Yeah, I went Thursday night. You went Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Dan?
I was in awe because I grew up with Fleetwood Mac, and anybody who knows me knows I love Stevie Nicks. I had a dog. You remember Stevie?
I do.
I grew up with Rumours.
Favorite lesbian dog ever.
Yeah. Lesbian. Was she a lesbian?
I'd always thought Stevie was a lesbian.
Yeah. My dog, not the singer.
Not Stevie Nicks.
But I grew up with Rumours. My older brother was at Good Taste in Music, and I benefited from that. So I didn't understand what the turmoil of the angst was because I just didn't have that.
The angst of what?
Like the themes of the songs.
Oh, the songs, right.
Yeah.
No, I didn't understand those.
And they were catchy tunes, but, like, right. And when they came together, or they came back together in 1997 for the dance, and
yes.
All of those beautiful songs came out. One of the Silver Springs is probably one of my favorite songs came out. I just jumped on that wagon, and this tour that they had now was the first time since 1997 that all five of them were back.
We're back together.
Yes.
That was my favorite part of the whole show, was the minute I realized that I was sitting 15 feet from where Christine McVie would be playing the keyboard, I wanted to poop myself.
She needs to eat a hamburger, though. She was too skinny. She's too skinny.
Oh, come on. That's what you took out of the whole experience of her being there, was that she needs to eat a hamburger.
Do you know how old she is?
She's 71.
71 years old.
71. Do you know what I was doing the whole time? Because I looked
up... When you were 71?
No.
No.
I looked up how old they all were, because I was sure that Meek? That Mick Fleetwood
the
was
drummer,
the oldest.
Meek. Yes.
He's not the oldest. No. McVie's the oldest. Christine McVie. And I was like, oh my gosh, I think my mom is 71. I wonder if she could pull off a tour. Like,
or
not a chance. There's like no one I know that's
playing
that
the accordion.
Age. No. When she busted it out during Tusk, I don't know.
They,
I lost my mind.
Our view of people who are in their 70s, because my parents are at 70 or nearing 70. You know, my mom can't get around without a goddamn walker.
Right. My mom has walking poles.
Right. Like, and these guys are just up there.
Jamming.
But the sound, and the answer to your question, what did I think? They sounded like they did in 1997 when I saw them.
Yes.
And they were like 40 then.
Yeah. There was a long time ago. I thought they were amazing. And I swear, I've never heard a bigger O for somebody than Christine McVie got. She got a huge.
It was like the second or third show that, you know, the kickoff to the whole thing when they were all back together. So
we
did focus on her a lot.
You were at the third show.
Right. I'm like, okay, Christine, Stevie's better.
Excuse me. Christine is the songbird, my friend.
And Stevie is the gypsy.
Whatever. They need the songbird.
Paper, rock, bitch.
Oh, that doesn't even make sense what you just said.
Gypsy trumps songbird.
Since in what twisted game do you think gypsy trumps songbird?
When we're in my house doing a podcast in my spare bedroom.
Okay, whatever.
I think, win.
No, you don't win.
I totally win.
No, you don't.
It was
win.
Great because, you know, music is important to everybody, and you like music, I like music probably more than most people. It just brought me back to that time when I was 20 and I was figuring out what these songs were, and I was going through situations in my life like falling in love and breaking up with someone and telling, you know, people to go their own way or
right. You know. And wanting to be, you know, wanting to be part of the landslide that brought someone down or something. Or telling people lies, sweet little lies.
Little lies. That was one of my favorite parts. They never sang that live.
No.
Or they never sang it. They didn't sing it in the original tour, but it was all three of them knew that with the refrain, right? Yes. She sings it. And
tell me lies, tell me lies.
Okay, I'm not singing.
But, why not? I thought you were gonna
no.
do the. Other,
that's why
the
we
other
go
parts.
And see them.
Okay.
Probably like a 22-year-old kid next to me, and his dad, who's probably my age.
Right.
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 And he was so cute. He was singing. He was like, not the dad.
Word.
Not the dad.
The kid knew every word.
The kid knew every word.
That is fantastic. We had like a 6 or 7 seats in a row to ourselves. Nobody was sitting next to us. And we were like in the front row.
We had 7th row. And thank you to Molly. And if you're listening, it was, you know, I don't do concerts because people
and because there's people and there's
not, there's not a couch there.
No, you can't lay down.
No DVR.
You can't pause things.
Right. So when I do it big, right?
Right.
So we had like 7th row, and of course, the girls in front of us are the dumb bitches.
Oh, I
with
hate
the big,
bitches.
They both, each hand had a Coors Light in it, and they're,
I don't think they have, you know, Coors Light at the United Center.
So partway through the show, they were looking at another aisle, and I don't know if we told you this, did we?
I don't know. You're not telling me right now, so let me know.
I will usually finish my sentences.
You know, clue me in.
They're facing over here and not the stage, and they're taking pictures. And I'm looking over to our friend Don. I'm like, what are they taking pictures of? And
was it Oprah?
No, it was a hockey guy.
Oh, Jonathan Taves.
Jonathan Taves.
Johnny Taves.
Yeah, yeah. And he was like hugging some girl and dancing
his girlfriend. And dancing.
And I'm looking
music.
Over. I'm like, who? I'm looking for a celebrity. Obviously, he's a celebrity.
He is a celebrity.
I know, but he's not a celebrity for me.
Right.
Yeah, just
what's
dumb
that
girls.
Guy do?
Jonathan Toes.
Toes. Yeah, no, Dawn told me that he was there and that he had security all around him. And
no, there was nobody around
she
him.
She said that she didn't want to take his picture like dead on because there was security. Really? Did she tell me lies? Sweet little lies?
Sweet little lies.
That's some bullshit.
So they're going to put out an album like later next year in 2015.
Yes. And they're coming back.
They're coming back on tour. Are we going
to
go?
I need to
I think
go.
We talked
they're
about
so,
it.
They were so good. I almost called off work to try to go again because I could literally probably go see them in concert every week.
Every day.
They're that good.
But they're older.
I don't care.
All right.
So, yeah, Fleetwood, I'm glad you got to go. Sorry we didn't get to go together, but I kind of liked being there just with Joy.
I was in my
own
no,
world.
That's awesome. Because there are songs there, like you just want to hold hands.
Oh, no, we weren't being cute. We were shouting at each other and getting wasted.
Finger each other. Oh, all right. Whatever.
We were not finger banging. We could have. There was a lot of privacy.
I was one track mind. I would not have known that you were there.
That's nice.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
So you ignored Dawn and Molly the entire time?
I didn't ignore them. I asked them if they wanted to have a beer or something.
Oh, that's nice of you.
I was just amazed. Honestly, I was just sitting there. I'm like,
Yeah, you guys had awesome seats. You were like center stage.
Yeah.
Did you get a lot of glimpses of crazy-ass Mick Fleetwood's face?
When he comes out and does the... I don't think he did that, though.
His face is behind the drum kit.
He's a nutbag.
Crazy.
And I love it.
There's no one in the world that's happier.
Talk about
than
cocaine. They did...
That's why
McVee
is so skinny. She can't gain weight.
No,
she's not doing it now. I'm saying she did so much that she couldn't gain weight if
what
she tried.
What else is crapping in? I don't want to start shitting on Fleetwood Mac.
I wasn't shitting on her.
No,
she's my best friend.
But she didn't wave to you back.
Oh. I hate her.
Right.
Would you
save her in the street if she was walking and fell?
I think so. Unless she had a cane. Then maybe not. Depends.
Tell
on
me
what.
Sweet little lies.
I don't know. I can't believe you
tell
brought
me
this
lies.
Up again. I hate you.
What else is crapping in?
What else?
Highwire?
Huh?
Highwire?
Oh, God.
You're the worst.
Podcast fail. I just shit on the podcast. Oh, here's what else is crapping in. Did you watch Nick Willenda?
No, I didn't.
Cross the shoot?
No.
You didn't watch any
I watched The Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion
That's not
number
a thing.
One. Yeah, it is a thing.
Isn't one of them going to jail?
Teresa Judice.
Judas is her last name?
Judice. Some people say Giudice, some people say Judice.
Well, if you're Italian, say Giudice.
Right.
Giudice.
But you're not Italian, so stop saying.
Giudice.
Stop it.
Okay. Do you think that her hairline is weird?
She has a forehead. I have a 5 head.
Right.
I have a huge giant.
It's huge.
You don't have to reinforce it.
It's huge.
Okay.
Now,
you have a weird blinking thing going on right now, so don't tell me that I
Because I'm
strange.
Blinded by your 5 head because it's pale white.
Her,
so you haven't been in the sun in 14 years.
Her forehead, you're such a bitch. Her forehead is like 2.5 inches.
It's
like
two
from
fingers.
Her eyebrows to her hairline.
It's awful.
It is weird.
What is it? It's like, is she like a Cro-Magnon? Like,
I don't, her parents might have been related.
I don't understand her hairline. That's probably why I don't watch the show, because I don't understand Teresa Guidice's hairline. I don't get it.
She's going to jail. 15 months.
That's not that long.
Orange is the New Black.
That's not that long. Is Dina Manzo back on the show? What?
Don't even get me started.
Do you hate it?
Dina Manzo. So, Dina Manzo.
You know Chad worked for her.
Yes. I want to
talk. Our little songbird. Our show's songbird.
So I'll get into this because we talked about it earlier in the topics about being gay and blah, blah, blah. I do not watch all the Housewives shows.
Oh, are you sure?
For the record. I'm going on record right now.
Okay.
I like the Jersey Housewives because the family and friend interaction reminds me a lot of the Southside interaction.
Okay.
There's a lot of bluster and there's a lot of, it bigotry. All comes out of love, but there's a lot of hatred. Yeah. No, I mean, a lot of bigotry. Yes. They don't like anyone.
No.
But the Manzos.
Yeah. How many Manzos are there?
There's like 11 kids.
What?
Yes.
And only two of them got on the show?
I met one of the brothers. I took a picture of him at a bar in Chicago.
Huh?
Yeah. The gay one, Jamie.
Jamie Manzo?
Husband. Yes.
Okay.
It's on our Twitter, guys. Go out and look at it.
Is it really?
Yeah. Well, it might be on my Twitter.
I don't ever look at Twitter. I never look at our Twitter.
So Dina came back on the show because Caroline got her own show on Bravo.
Do they not get along?
They have been fighting for the last couple of years.
And did Dina maybe also go on the show because her design show didn't do
it
so
It could
well?
Have been. So we talked about it.
You and Jamie, the brother?
You talked about it, or me and you? Just about 40 seconds ago.
Oh, right.
So Chad, who is friend of the show,
he's our songbird.
He's the music on our show, guys. He was actually on I think it was a Style Network, maybe.
It was on, one of those.
So Dina got a show after the first.
Because she's an event planner and a very successful event planner.
And Chad was on it and loved it. I watched it just because of Chad and, you know, Dina's a kind of a kick-ass lady, but I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, there's that feud between Caroline. I sound so gay. Between Caroline and Dina. I think
Are you Team Caroline?
I'm Team Caroline.
Are you?
I think Dina. And here's why, because there are aspects of what's going on in their family that's going on in my family.
Oh, so you can relate.
I can relate heavily.
You can relate to the Manzos.
So Dina is outside of the family. She doesn't talk to the family and she kind of nitpicks.
I thought one of her
sibling.
Sisters like did like chefing for her event.
And very well.
Isn't there
could
one
have.
Named Candy?
Or
Poppy?
I don't know.
Or Hershey?
No.
Someone. There's
something.
One of
the one
of
with
them.
The animals?
I don't know. She cooks. She's a chef or something.
But
None
Dina is
true.
Kind of like the one person in my family who's on the outside. And
is that
want,
you?
No.
Oh.
And who wants to kind of retain relationships with one sibling and not the
not
whole.
Not all of them.
So Caroline comes at it as, you're not getting something with me. It's all of us or nothing.
Why?
I don't have to
like everybody in your family.
I think with that, because you're only one of two. I'm one of seven. And
true.
I'm not insulting you, so stop getting
lines
on your head.
I know, I furrowed my brow. I did. I was trying to recreate Guidice's
hairline.
Your parents
should have had sex more. It's not the Guidice's, it's the Manzo's.
I know, I'm saying I was trying to recreate her hairline getting my brows closer to my hair.
There's a similar situation, and the fight is not with the siblings, per se. It's something else, but...
We're going to have to talk about this after the show.
We will.
You're talking about.
Dina wants to have...
She wants to have a relationship with just part of the family.
She doesn't want to have a relationship with her brother.
Jamie, the gay one?
No, the Jacqueline.
The straight
husband.
One?
Jacqueline.
I don't know who Jacqueline is.
Jacqueline's another housewife.
Sure.
So she told her brother, she's like, I will have a relationship with you, but I don't want to have a relationship with your spouse.
Okay.
And they have an autistic son.
Okay.
So Caroline's argument is, he is not going to leave his wife to have a relationship with you.
Does she want him to...
And that's what, like, she's implying or intending.
Well, that seems ridiculous. Like, why doesn't she just have a relationship with him and let him stay married?
Would you want that?
Well, I don't have any problem with people in big families separating from certain members of the family and
right,
retaining relationships with other people in the family.
If your sister came to you and said, I want to have a relationship with you, but I just don't want to hang out with Joy. You would have a problem with that.
Sure, but I would.
That's kind of
wishes.
The same.
I mean, what
situation.
Makes you think she hasn't said this to me?
Joy, I hope you're not listening to this. But that's kind of the feeling of it. It's with a big family like that, it's all or none.
No, see, my mom is one of a big family, and right. I think the all or none thing is ridiculous because they all, you know, some of them treat the other ones not so good, and I'm not going to name names, but I've seen them say some nasty shit about each other.
Which is...
So I think there's nothing wrong with, okay, well, this is my family clique, and
right.
those other ones can go, you know, we'll be cordial, we'll be fine, right. or whatever things, but I'm going to have relationships just with these people.
Yeah.
I don't think all or nothing has to happen.
The situation in my family is we don't see the sibling at all. Oh. We don't see him on the side. And when we get together as a family, we get together as a family. I talked about the vacation in August, which I didn't hurt any of the kids. So that's a little update for all y'alls. It just is petty things.
Okay.
And life is too short for that stupid shit.
I agree that life
forgive, is forget, move on.
For petty things,
you're part,
sure,
of, you're part of a clan. Oh, you're God. No more special than anyone else in the family.
I agree with you that petty things are for the birds, and you got to forgive and forget. But if shit goes deep,
well, and that's what I like about the housewives. Life's
too short to also carry on relationships with people.
Well,
you
that's
don't
why
give
your family
about.
Is never going to be on the housewives. So,
Real Housewives of the West Side, Oak of Park, Chicago, like no, never.
All right, so high wire guy.
Oh my God, we totally got off topic. God damn it. We totally are shitting all over the podcast.
All over the podcast.
Nick Willenda, you didn't watch.
I didn't
watch.
I don't
second,
give a
not
shit.
One second. Okay. Well, I watched it. I don't know why I watched it because I'm terrified of heights and it makes no sense because the camera angles were death-defying. Like, first of all, you got to be batshit crazy. You got to be a little bit of something to do this stuff. And like, I forgot that his grandpa fell off a high wire or great-grandpa fell off a high wire and died in Puerto Rico. And it's on film.
It's
like, you watch him fall off. There's seven people in his family that fell and died.
Yeah, his whole, I mean, I was going to say it's like a family thing. Like, yeah. He's carrying on a tradition.
The Flying Willendas. Right. So I was watching it and I was nervous as hell when he was going across the river from one of the Marina Towers to the Leo Burnett. It was an incline, a 19 degree incline. Barf-a-rama, right?
In the windy city.
Yeah. Like, I wanted to throw up.
One breeze, dude.
There was one shot of him. Well, not to mention when he did it across the Grand Canyon, a gust of wind came that he had to get down on one knee on the wire because it was too hard of a wind. Like, I seriously wanted to vomit. But there was on a 10-second delay in case he fell. So I'm like watching this thing going, any second they could cut to just the Discovery announcers because
right.
maybe he fell. Like, so they're not going to show us it. But if all of a sudden they cut to like Natalie Morales and that other guy, that means he fell and he died. Like, you know what
you
I mean?
You see it on Twitter, though, I'm sure.
Well, probably. But there was one shot of him where you couldn't see the wire. You could just see him with the balance pole. And it looked like he was literally standing in the middle of nothing. In midair. It was ridiculous.
How much anybody know how much he got paid for it?
I have no idea how much he got paid. But you know what he did a lot that I didn't care for?
Like pray to God or something?
Yeah, lot of invoking of Jesus.
Like Jesus doesn't have anything
too
better
much.
To do.
Like he didn't give you this gift.
Fall.
You're a lunatic.
Because you fell, like Jesus can't go save like cancer patients.
I mean, but then the other side of the coin is, who else the fuck are you going to talk to when you're up on the middle of a wire crossing?
Natalie Morales.
Natalie Morales.
Put a little thing in your ear.
She was trying to talk to him and he couldn't hear her. And I think they tried to create a lot of unnecessary drama with this whole thing.
Oh, of course.
Like, originally, it was only a 15-degree incline, but then they found out moments before the walk that it was a 19-degree incline. And then
I'd be more apt to watch it if he fell. Honestly,
oh, God,
I would.
You're a sicko.
I'm
you're
not
a sicko.
Sicko.
I was going to turn it off, and I was texting with a friend of mine, and I was like, I got to turn it off. It's going to make me barf. And she goes, no, you have to keep watching to tell me if he dies, because she didn't want to watch it
no.
because she's scared of heights. And I'm like, oh, great. So I get to report the death to you?
Right.
That's not fair.
No.
Turn it on yourself, you lazy bum. But anyways, so then when he crossed the other one and he did it blindfolded, like all of a sudden his dad couldn't get a bullhorn and he needed a bullhorn to talk to him when he was on the wire so he could walk over the cable, like the attached cable. Like it was all bullshit. It was all like trying to get us nervous for him. And he was like trying to quiet the crowd down below because he couldn't hear his dad. Like whatever. Bullshit.
I know.
Not true, but still scary as hell, and I can't believe he did it. What a lunatic. And he had Joel Osteen there.
Oh, that religious
freak. Televangelist. Yeah, he was there doing leading a prayer on
what
top of the
building. What else did they do? Play Landslide? And I saw my reflection.
No.
Hopefully flying right down in the middle of concrete.
Yeah.
We just biffed that opening, didn't we? Totally. You know, sometimes I leave that stuff in.
Okay, that's all fine. Right. You know, I just have to say something real quick. Now that I know how boyish your apartment smells and like how gross it is,
right.
I don't feel bad leaving a stink track in your bathroom.
You pooped in my bathroom?
I didn't poop. I farted, and I didn't care. And normally I care about those things. I'm afraid that someone's going to walk in after me and go, holy shit, what did you eat? And I'll say egg rolls. But today, I don't care because you told me all that sick stuff about your apartment and how you let yourself go.
I didn't let myself go. I just have not been paying attention.
That's letting yourself go.
No, it's not. It's either that or get a maid.
Oh, no.
Yeah, see, it serves right.
It's karma.
Quit shitting all over my apartment. Literally.
I did not. Ladies don't shit in public, especially not lesbians. So, yeah, we gotta shut this fucker down.
Oh, we do.
It's time, because we have talked way too much today.
Batshit crazy day. Hope you guys enjoyed it.
Whatever. Who cares? We're going to put it out anyways, even if it's crap. Even if it's crap, it's going out.
And I saved like 14 different versions of it in 14 different places.
Oh, good. So we're sure to have at least one after the other 13... go to the graveyard or whatever.
You might get 10 minutes of shit in the
graveyard. That reminds me of Ghost in the Graveyard. Did you play that as a kid?
Is that like Freeze Frame?
No, it's Ghost in the Graveyard. It's not like any other game.
No.
It's just Ghost in the Graveyard.
I was poor when I was young, so we didn't have all those fancy...
It's a poor person's game, Dan. You don't need any sort of fancy.
So you're calling me names now.
You just need it to be dark out. You don't have to pay for that.
So racist. So do you want to do the end of the show or what?
Yeah, I guess it's over. So okay. What'd you learn?
From the Dan side, we're done?
I guess. All and right. Then you just said, do I want to end the show? And I said, yes. Yeah. Fuck it. Bye.
Bye. See ya.
No. What did you learn?
I learned a whole bunch.
Really?
I learned that you are not comfortable with blind people.
I didn't say that. I never said that. I might have implied it, but I didn't say it.
I think you need to think that one through in your head.
Fine.
Like when you're at that corner again one day, going to work.
Every day. It's every day.
I know it is. But just take a moment. Be like, would I do
Should I get out of the car and sit at the curb and ponder? No, see if I can see the stick down there?
Huh?
The stick that's down the grate. Should I see if it's down there?
Stick in the thing, yeah.
And then get it back and then stand there until that lady comes by again?
I think you need to, like, you know how that one episode of 30 Rock when Tina Fey gets all drugged up on the airplane?
And talks to Oprah?
She thinks she's talking to Oprah. I think you need to, like, have Oprah in your back seat.
I want Oprah in my pocket at all times. Oprah doesn't return my calls. Call me Oprah or Gail.
What'd you learn?
Either one. I learned that I didn't quite learn the word vernacular.
Your vernacular.
Hey, I tried to learn it.
You're walking out of here tonight with a word.
Well, the word that I'll probably use improperly and then get made fun of
with
other people's vernacular. Did I use it right? I didn't use it right.
I wasn't listening. What we say now, I think, is different. Like, even, you know, I talked about my nephew earlier, and they don't say shit like that. They don't say, oh, that's okay. You know what I mean?
You don't know. You don't hang out with them every day.
But he talks... like
he talks jive to you?
He talks jive to me, but I don't talk any differently to my nephews or nieces. I mean, obviously, I leave out the cocaine and the porn pictures at BBWs, but they don't.
Did you just call it BBWs?
BWWs.
It's BW3. You are an idiot. It's your favorite bar in the world, and you don't even know what to call it.
I'm smoking cigarettes and looking at porn. I don't give a fuck.
True.
It's not in their nature to do that. I think they're smarter than that. I think that kind of older vernacular goes away. I mean, you don't hear people be like what we said earlier. Like, oh, she looks like a dyke. Like, nobody would say that.
Well, you do.
I know I do. What, messy and unkempt? And...
oh, no.
You said it, not me.
I did. I set myself up. I'm not messy. I always smell nice.
You just said you farted in my bathroom.
That's not messy. It's a very clean situation.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get
it's
up.
It's just air.
I'm going to get up to.
It smells bad.
I'm going to get up to pee at 3 o'clock in the morning, and there's going to be a waft of it, and I'm going to fall over, hit my head, and because I'm single, nobody's going to come up and find me. I'm going to die. I'm going to die in 2 days. You're going to have to edit this podcast now.
That's fine, and I'll find a replacement. So anyone who wants to be on the podcast with me, you just send in your applications to the show. I'll get the passwords from, you know, for all the businesses from you before I leave. Uh-huh. And then you can go ahead and, you know, faint in your bathroom and die.
And part of that resume is you have to know how to do everything.
Uh-huh.
Schedule around, made a schedule, which is generally impossible.
Right. Provide alcohol.
Provide alcohol and let her fart in your bathroom.
Let me fart in your bathroom. You have to do everything.
What else did we learn?
We learned that we both had a great time at Fleetwood Mac, yes. And that we're battling over Christine McVie versus Stevie Nicks, and that's fine. It is a healthy rivalry, I think.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a rivalry. I think you and I do, though.
No, I do. But, like, they, when she, like, Stevie talks about it, like, she understood. Like, why Christine left.
Oh, like, Stevie talks about it with you?
Yeah, we call each other. I text her. Yeah. Uh-huh. She's on The Voices here. Did you know that?
Huh?
She's a coach for Adam Levine's team.
Why would she pick him?
No, he picked her.
Why would he pick her?
I don't know.
Why would she say yes?
She's bored.
She should have gone with Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani's not a coach, though.
Yes, she is.
She's one of the main people. All the main people have a coach.
What are you talking
Gavin
about?
Gavin Rossdale is Gwynny, or what's her name?
Gwen Stefani's coach?
Gwen Stefani, yeah.
What has Bush done lately? Nothing. Why would she pick him?
I don't know.
Because she fucks him?
Probably.
Maybe? God, that's terrible.
He's there.
God, that's an awful... Like,
she didn't have to send an email.
Pay him or anything. She didn't even really have to do anything but be like, BJ, and then was like, Gavin,
she doesn't have to go in,
coach.
Create new email, and right. Send to...
She have to reach out to anyone.
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are pregnant.
I don't care.
By the way.
I don't care.
Right,
I still am holding out hope that him and Britt are going to get back together, so I don't care what he does with his time.
Well, he's having a baby. But with Stevie said, because we didn't say why Christine McVie left. She had a huge panic attack come on when she was flying. So she basically went away for like 20 years to her home in England.
It was 13.
Got over it, 17. Got over it and
I don't know math. And
came back. You don't know math.
No.
Quit fighting me on it and just listen to the words that I say. But like, CB's like, she's never coming back and we respect that. And then when she did come back, like, they're just good friends and I like that. So.
Okay. Well, we can fight.
I don't have a good friend, but I would, like,
oh,
I aspire to.
I can be your good friend.
No, you can't.
You're right. Cause I'm not a good person. We've established this in the beginning. That's something
right.
else that we both learned.
Right.
Or maybe you already knew it and I just learned it.
You know
it.
What's going to happen is I'm going to fall over. I'm not going to die, but I'm going to go blind and you're not going to be able to help me.
No, I'm not because I'm not a good person or a good friend. So
I'm going to get my sticks stuck somewhere and you're not going to be able to help me.
Oh, please don't get your dick stuck anywhere. I
said stick.
Are you sure that's what you meant?
What else did we learn, mate? We learned that we haven't done this in 2 or 3 goddamn months and we're sorry. We talked about a rebirth.
Yeah, it's going to be the rebirth of Slick.
Yes. So for the folks who are listening, thank you and continue to listen. We're going to change it up in 2015.
By change it up, we mean we're actually going to record more frequently.
Right. Don't look at me. You're always on trips.
I have to look at someone. You're right across from me. I can't look at myself. Hold up a mirror, bitch, I'll talk to myself about it.
But we guys want you to interact with us somehow. We know when we see you personally or text.
Out at the clubs.
We are on Twitter. We are at the Dan Animated Show on Twitter. We are on Facebook at the Dan Animated Show. Drop us a line. We'll send some funny jokes. Maybe
you know that we say this every time and nobody
ever
does it?
No, we never get to it. Because I think we get so drunk throughout the show.
And we didn't do that today. We did a really good job.
Well, you're driving, and
right.
I'm batshit crazy, and I probably have to go work for 2 hours, so
true.
After this.
A lot of factors keeping us sober right now.
I wish I had some of that cocaine from San Antonio. I could probably work for more hours.
Definitely, and I'd be thin.
And yeah, we'd both be thin.
Oh.
That'd be great.
Let's go do coke.
From the dance side, Maida.
Yes.
Can you help me with the pink lighter in the corner, please, so I don't fall into it again?
From the Maida side, I'd rather do coke off a homeless dude's boner than help you with your lighter. Love and duckies, bitches!